Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 131, de 131. 131. Hey, let's go. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show. Today's episode is called While I'm Here. First episode of the year, 2024. We're here. We're locked in. We're ready to go. You already know. Let's go. Welcome back, man. How y'all doing today? Y'all doing okay? You know, I ask you that all the time. I want to know how you're doing. I genuinely like to know, you know, today's episode is called While I'm Here. And it's a couple of reasons why I named it While I'm Here. One thing that I've learned, you know, I always start off like that. One thing that I've learned is that you need to appreciate what you have and what you live for while you're here. You know, so often we don't get to enjoy things, and some things may come to an end before we're ready for it to happen. And there are so many different things that align with that. But first off, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to any and everyone who showed me any love, any support. I did complete my 365-day straight challenge of running every day. Every single day I ran for 365 days straight. And I eclipsed over 1,000 miles this past Sunday on New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, I just felt a certain way about accomplishing this goal. And It's an amazing feat to me, and I appreciate people who say that to me, and thank you. It was not easy. It was not easy. Running 1,000 miles, running every single day. I had many battles, personally, mentally, and all of the things that I went through, all the things that I've gone through, I found that to be my silver lining, right? And it feels good to know that my mindset was strong enough to overcome the things that I thought I couldn't. And I'm going to tell you this. While you're here, make the best of what you have and enhance what you don't like about whatever it is that you got going on. And I know it's much easier said than done, but how often do you get up every single day and go to a job that you probably don't like, or have a routine? Let's just say it's a routine that you have every single day that you don't like. What if you keep planning and planning and planning for the future, but you're not being honest and true to the present because you're still holding on to what used to be? And a lot of times when you get comfortable, that used to be becomes just that, comfortable. And now you're just a shell of what you used to be, getting older and not accomplishing the things that you set out when you were, you know, adolescents on up. You just kept getting older. So while you're here, make the best of every opportunity that you have. Remember, I said the other week that you ask God for certain things, certain prayers, and in some cases they may have it may happen instantaneously, but some of those prayers you may need to work on in order to be better and to do better than what you've already done. You know, you ask God for patience. Like he's not just going to grant you patience unless he deems it necessary, where you've put the work in. You put the work in. So now your efforts don't go unnoticed, because now you have a track record of being consistent. So he gives you opportunities to be patient. You ask for money, he gives you opportunities to make money. It's all about your perspective and how you go about your life. Is that you may say, oh, this is not enough money for me right now. This is not enough of an opportunity. Well, that's the thing. You have to grow in order to go where you really want to go. And until you do that, you can ask for all of the things in the world. But until you look at them as opportunities, you just keep your prayers are going to go unanswered because your perspective hasn't changed. I told you once before, we have 86,400 seconds in the course of a day. I was having a bad 300 seconds. So I'm going to let 5 minutes ruin the rest of my day. If you had $86,400 and you had to spend $300 of that, would you really let that deter you from being prosperous and going towards your goals that day? No, I don't think so. So it's all about your perspective. So while you're here, make the best of every opportunity that you have, regardless if you want that opportunity right now or not. You have to go through some things. I'm telling you, when I had to lose, when I lost 100 pounds, I didn't just lose it overnight. It took me 8 months. It took me 8 months to lose 100 pounds. And then it took me another 3 months to lose the 27. So even though I lost 100 in 8 months and it took me 3 months to lose 27 more, that was a part of the process. That's what had to happen. I wasn't ready to be where Patrick wanted to be at that time because I hadn't put the work in. When you put the work in, it shows. You have to be able to put the work in. So while you're here, I've seen too many things in my life to people who they project these dreams, they project these ideas, but they never put the energy into the projection. You're just talking. And until you put that energy into what you say, because I told you your ears are always listening. So if your ears are always on, your ears are just like that phone that we have. It listens to a command. And it acts on command. So you don't realize the words that you use, you are commanding something in your life. You may the moment you say, I can't do this, you've given a command to your brain to not work as hard. No, you don't need to improve. You're okay where you're at. Because you're saying what you can't do already. And sometimes you already saying what you can't do until you put that effort. You don't know what you can't do. If you would have told 300-pound Patrick that he would run marathons, he would get on his bike and ride 100 miles in a day, or you told Big Patrick that, hey, one day you're going to run every single day for 365 days and you're going to eclipse over 1,000 miles. And you know what? They're going to put you in the paper for it. They're going to do an article about you. I've already had 3 publications. I feel great about that. Podcast Magazine, right? Men's Health Magazine, right? And the South Suburban News, like where I stay. So that's important to me. And I got all the pages of everything, everywhere that I'm at. So, you know, you can check out all of those articles. Men's Health Magazine was April 22. I'm on page 73. Podcast Magazine, I got to look back, but it was like 111, right? I can show you these things. I'm on the front page of the newspaper from last week for the new year. Let's go. If you would have told old Patrick the things that the new Patrick would have done, he wouldn't have believed you because I was giving myself these bad commands, bad signals. I had a low connection with myself. I was very low vibrational. Sleep apnea. Colon cancer, high blood pressure. I was having low vibrational vibes. So I couldn't see. I couldn't see what this new Patrick. Actually, I'm still Patrick, but I shedded the weight. And then I started thinking different. Then I started doing different. And I started acting like how I wanted to be. But it necessarily had to be an act because when you do something effortlessly, it shows. I get up every single day. I'm up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. What am I doing? Praying and meditating. Why? Because it brings me peace. That's my serenity. It brings me joy. It helps me think clearer. Start instilling some of the things I told you. It takes 21 days to form a habit. And regardless if you realize it or not, you're formulating bad habits just off the words that you use. You speak so negatively about yourself, you don't realize what you're saying because you can't overcome what's been told to you, what you can't do already. You let other people project their fears onto you. So while you're here, understand I'm talking to you. Listen to me very closely. I love you enough to tell you that we need to do better. I need to do better. Hold me accountable. If it's something that I'm not doing or it's something that you can see that I need to do better, let me know. Love ain't love until you show it. My mom says it all the time. So that's what I'm doing. I'm showing the love. I'm showing the consistency. I'm showing what consistency looks like. Who else do you know has ran every single day? Every single day for 365 days. There aren't many. Fact of the matter is, but you can do it. You can do it too. 300-pound Patrick did it. I guarantee you right now, if I can go back to 2015, that same trail that I used to cry on. Understand what I'm saying to you. Listen to me very closely. Because there were many trails that you were on that you cried on, right? And those trails that you cried on, those tears, you felt them because they were real. But when you put forth the best effort every single day, you can change your reality. Information can change situations. So if I'm informing you that you just need to love yourself a little bit better every single day, if you just give yourself one positive affirmation every day for 21 days, that's a habit. So then you'll realize that this is much easier than what is sought out to be, because people will project their fears onto you, and then you won't do what's necessary for you in order to grow. Flowers need rain. They don't look at it as a bad connotation. They need to grow. So they're just utilizing the resources that they have. Nature will keep evolving. You need to evolve with yourself. I told you before, I did an episode talking about update your life. These phones that we have, unless you update your iOS, these apps won't work on your phone. They won't work. Why? Because what Apple does, they say, hey, no. They tell all the developers, if you don't get up to a certain status, we can't bring you with us. You won't make it to the iPhone 16. You won't make it to the iPhone 17. Why? Because they require a certain gradual tick upscale. In order to be a part of Apple's ecosystem, you have to follow within the guidelines of updating your app. You can no longer just be the same and continue to think that you're going to go on to the next phone and the next phone. It's not going to happen like that. They give you the rules and the guidelines on how to change your situation. So you got people in your life who are overdrafting you. Remember, I said it last week and the week before that, but it's very important that you start applying this analogy to your mindset and to the people in your life. When you go to a bank and they ask you for, do you want overdraft protection? Because if you get down to $0, we won't let you go more than $0. But how many people are in your life and they continue to overdraft? You told them that I'm growing. I'm giving you a protection plan because I can't continue to let you drain me. You see what I'm saying? Like, banks protect themselves. So they know, hey, you are overdrafted. You drain us. We can't let you. Joe Blow and them they still paid it. When they check hit, we take the money back from them, and then we're A-okay. You close the account on us, and we can't get that money back. So a lot of times it's the time that you just not going to get back. You can't get your time back. Stop allowing the people who think less of you, who talk about you. They ain't even got to talk about you. But if they drain you, you got to pay me for the drain. I refuse to give, just for instance, my girls. If I got into a conversation with you on the phone, I was 100% before I got on the phone with you, and I get off the phone with you and I'm at 70%, my girls don't deserve that. They don't deserve a 70% daddy. Energy must be reciprocal. You can't ask for something and don't think you need it back in return. Like, it must be reciprocal. It doesn't have to be monetary. But stop letting people overdraft your relationship. Stop letting people overdraft your mindset. They're draining you. They're leeches. And they will bleed you dry and go to the next host. Why? Because that's how that works. That's a part of their ecosystem. You don't need leeches in your life. You don't need them. Listen to me very closely. You don't need that person that drains you. You can still have that person win. They don't just have to eat at your table. Told you, cafeteria mentality. We can be in the same room, but you do not have to eat at my table. Go on over there. Go on over there. We good to go over here. You drain us. We got the protection plan over. You can't overdraft on us. We stop you right where you at. Because where I'm going right now, that's why I don't have no voice right now. I was screaming and hollering and just so happy for the fact that I had people who love me and people came out to support me for running every single day. The paper supported me. You got to listen to me. 300-pound Patrick had sleep apnea. He had colon cancer, okay? High blood pressure. I got shot July 20th, 2008. I had permanent nerve damage in my leg. Do I use that as an excuse? No, I do not. I still got up every single day and ran 25 below zero. I did that. Rain, snow, sleet, hell, I was there. Look it up. I document everything. Document your life and you will start seeing some of the things that you can take in, take out, and put it together and make it make sense. You got people in your life that don't make sense to still be there. You are allocating too much time to the people who don't need you. They want you, but you don't need to be around them. No, they need you for it because they're leeches and they're draining you. But I'm here to tell you, stop letting people drain you. Stop letting, it's my cousin. It doesn't matter. They're draining you. ET said that. That's my sister. It doesn't matter. They're draining you. They will bleed you dry and then go to the next person. Then they'll talk about the person that they got all the energy from. Come on now. I've seen too many people attack someone, play the victim, and act like that didn't really happen. Come on, man. It's time out for that. I got overdraft protection. You're not going to do that to me. You're no longer going to drain me. Once you get to zero, that's it. You wrote the sentence on our relationship. It's okay. I love you anyway. But you can go over that way, and I can stay over here. And we can still win. We all can win. Do it while you're here. There's so many opportunities for us to be successful, but we look at each other as enemies. That's just conditioning. Your own kind, it's not that bad. Communication can change situations. Information can change situations. So take what I'm saying to you and apply it to your life every single day. Do it for the first 21 days. You'll start to notice that's a habit. And you can formulate your ideas a little better. And you can move throughout life just a little bit easier. I love y'all, man. I wasn't going to make it long today. I wasn't going to make it longer today at all. But just know, I'm here for you. And I appreciate, again, I appreciate every last person who liked, shared, subscribed my article. Matter of fact, hold on. Just so you know. Here I am, right here. Hold on. See this? Hold on. This is the South Suburban newspaper. There's your boy. There's your boy. Patrick Johnson is running the extra mile to promote a healthy lifestyle. You see that? That's your boy. That's me. Yeah. Let's go. Hold on. Because this is what they said about me in the paper, man. Like, this information can change situations. And I'm saying this so that, like, you know, my girls, I love y'all. Daddy loves you. Ayana, Carly, Farrah, I love you guys so much. I love you. So just real quick. It said Patrick Johnson is running the extra mile to promote a healthy lifestyle. Patrick Johnson will be celebrating his 365th consecutive day of running. Come on. 365 days. I did this. I told you. You could do it too. The 5K is going to be held on December 31st. The run begins at 10 a.m. I'm just going to get to it. The idea is, I have to give a shout out to my friend Jamie. And I said this last week, but I just got to give her a little bit more praise, because this is what I told the newspaper. I said, the idea to start a year-long run streak was inspired by Jamie Campbell. I said, I wanted to show what consistency and discipline looks like and make the world smile while doing it. I was once 300 pounds, and I have lost 127 pounds since then. He has eradicated high blood pressure, eradicated colon cancer. Patrick has also spent the last 6 years on a vegan diet. I stated that with my commitment, I don't want to change your mind, but I would love to give you an idea. I tell you that all the time. It's the truth. I don't want to change your mind. You already believe in what you believe in. But if I can give you an idea, and it can help change the landscape of what you're doing and what we're doing together, because it's about us. It's about unity, community. Let's do it. We're in this together. Okay? So while I'm here, I'm going to do what's best for the world to smile. While I'm here, I'm going to continue to show you what consistency looks like. While I'm here, you will see a disciplined mindset that's going to take over on the next level. I will be one of the best motivational, inspirational speakers, preachers, whatever you want to call it. I know what I'm destined for. I'm here for a reason. How many people do you know that say, you know what? Yeah, I've been shot. Got shot at 9 times in one setting. Seeing 9 bullets fly to you, you're like, man, what? I'm here for a reason. You can't tell me what I can't do. I'm supposed to have been dead and gone already. You can't tell me that. Right? To see a gun being pulled on me, and I'm legit. I used to have nightmares about it, but I can talk about it now, because you never know who needs your help. You never know what people are going through. Be kind to people. Give people grace. You don't know what these people are going through in this life. It's a cruel world. Right? July 20th, 2008, 2:15 in the morning. I'll never forget. 9 shots. I get shot at. Boom, 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 boom. I get hit in my leg. It was 1.5 inches away from my main artery. You can't tell me I'm not here for a reason. 2016, hernia surgery. I have a synthetic mesh in my groin right now. Does it hurt? Yes. Will I use it as an excuse? No. Why? Because it's bigger than me. This is for us. I do it for us. It's bigger than me. So I don't let the gunshot wound. I have two big holes in my leg. I don't let that stop me. I didn't let the permanent nerve damage stop me, right? I didn't let that stop. I didn't let the hernia removal stop me. I didn't let the colon cancer stop me. I didn't let the, I understand what I'm saying to you. You here for a reason. And somebody like what you do. So stop thinking because you're thinking too small. You need to think bigger because someone loves what you do. They just don't know that you do it yet. Because you're afraid about what other people are going to say. You're afraid about what other people are going to do. But you're giving so much power to the people who don't think highly of themselves. You beat fear by showing up. Show up every single day. Get up out that bed. Get on your feet and thank God that you have the activity of your limbs. You are active. You are special. You are graceful. But the thing is, you have to believe in it yourself. Give yourself those commands every day. And I guarantee you, you won't leave out how you came. Listen to me very closely. If you just take these tactics, I guarantee you things are changing your life. I don't know what it's going to do for you because the work will always show. So if you go into this and you give just half, 50% of it, 50% is going to be the return. Some people want 100% return and you give me 25% in still. You can't start with that. And that's the definition of insanity. You want different, but you're acting the same. But you want different. You don't deserve different yet. You haven't given yourself what you deserve yet and being different, changing what got you there. Especially if you asking God for opportunity to get you from where you at. He's giving you opportunities. They just don't look the way that you want them to look like because you're so fixated on what somebody else got, but you don't know what they had to do to get to where they at. They may be looking at you thinking that you further ahead than them. Let's go. You don't know. Listen to me very closely, man. Understand that you are one of one. And you are here for a reason. And you only beat fear by showing up. Like they say, the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. So you already know what time it is. I ain't on that. Let's go. You already know what time it is with me. I'm locked in. I am locked in. And I appreciate everybody that has come along for this ride because my life is changing. And I'm very appreciative. I put that hard work in. I've already done 7 seasons. Some people get so fixated on numbers and perception that they don't pay attention to the craft. I can't pay attention to the craft if I'm worried about what y'all think of it. Yeah, I'll take a little bit here and there. I listen to people. I understand what the people want and what people desire to look for and listen to. But I can't take my eyes off the goal because it's bigger than me. But I have to formulate this craft and keep it going every single day. I can't stop. We locked in. You already know. Let's go. Come on. Hey, I love you. I love you. I love you. There's nothing that you could do about that. Today has been a good show. While you're here, man, give your loved ones their flowers while they can still smell them. Call that person who you said you didn't want to talk to no more. As long as you know you've done your part, you can sleep better at night. I know I can. Don't become fixated on holding a grudge. You working hard on holding a grudge than changing what got you there. You putting too much power into holding that grudge. And the grudge is taking over you. And now you don't know which way is up. So know that I love you, man. All right? And this has been special. Episode 131, the 131, season 7 of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.